How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Our positive energy at Falandafa Fellowship. Falandafa, also called Falangong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falandafafellowship.com.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
And we're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
These are the days of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
It is Friday, the 9th of October, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, live musical guests in studio today, two members of the Sanders Family Singers from the cast of Smoke on the Mountain will be here to entertain us, and we'll give our usual rundown of what to see in local independent theater, film, and music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And to get things started, these guys are playing at the Wise Hall on Adnack Street tonight. No, tomorrow night, with special guests Wasted Strays and Making Strangers. These are the Enigmas. We'll be right back. 30 years later, they're still rocking hard. That's the Enigmas, and they will be at the Wise Hall tomorrow night, so don't miss it. Right now in the studio, we have members of the Midnight Theater Collective, three of you. So please start by introducing yourselves.
Hi, I'm Gordon Roberts. I play the ne'er-do-well brother of the Sanders family, Stanley.
Mm. I'm Damon Calderwood, and I'm playing the dad. His name is Burl Sanders, and they're from North Carolina.
My name is Kim Larson, and I am playing Denise Sanders, who is one of the twins.
And you are all the cast of Smoke on the Mountain that opens tonight at Pacific Theater. So who wants to tell us what it's all about?
Well, it's set in 1938, June 1938, in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And it is, if you're familiar with the term jukebox musical, you would think of this as a bluegrass gospel musical, a Christian jukebox musical, if you will. All the tunes are the old gospel standards and a few new ones, ranging from 1930 right up to the mid-1980s.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with the movie Brother...
Oh, Brother, Art Thou.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very similar to the soundtrack there. Right. Or previous musicals such as Cotton Patch Gospel, mm-hmm. which was a big hit for Pacific Theater several mm-hmm. years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So is there a story to this, or is it just a concert?
Oh, yeah, there's a story.
Yeah,
there is a little bit of a story. The Sanders family haven't been singing for 5 years. They lost their mom, and she was kind of the big matriarch, and they used to tour around, and this is their first night back, and they're going into a very, very conservative chapel, Baptist church that is really unfamiliar with a singing group coming in on a Saturday night, and the going sort of principle about
no dancing,
no nothing more than piano softly,
yeah.
And we come in with guitars and fiddles and banjos and everything, and even percussion related mm-hmm. instruments, and we're really shaking things up.
Shocking.
Yeah, there's a little bit of trouble that gets stirred up, unfortunately, but you'll have to stay for the second act and see what happens.
Well, it's appropriate you're doing it in a church basement then.
That's exactly mm-hmm.
yeah.
right.
No, it's yeah, perfect. It is. Mm-hmm. All right. For sure. Well, since it is a musical, why don't we let the audience hear a little bit of what that's going to sound like?
Sure. Have to realize what we do as Midnight Theater Collective is all the actors play instruments. Mm-hmm. So we got a mess of people on stage. We've only got three here today, but normally we have
nine
on stage playing everything from upright bass to piano and banjos and fiddles and things like this. We've got Kim here today on guitar. I got the tambourine. And so it's a sort of a redux version. We're going to sing a song called Angel Band, which features Kim. And we'll just rip into it.
All right. So go from there.
Mm-hmm.
My evening sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trial now is past. My triumph is begun.
One, two, three, and four.
Oh, come, angel band. Come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. I almost hear the heavenly ranks, my spirit loudly sings. I brush the dews of Jordan's banks, I hear the noise of wings. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on my snowy wings to my immortal home.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We are here today to bring you the good word of the Lord right here on your radio dial.
Amen.
Full show.
All right. That's the cast of Smoke on the Mountain giving us a bit of taste of what's going to be happening at Pacific Theater tonight. And it runs
rest
until
of the month.
Runs right up until the 1st of November. So you'll be doing a little special Halloween show then.
Well, perhaps.
Yeah.
Everybody can wear their fake teeth.
Hard to sing with those things.
I love music.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Kareeba. All right. So what's the story of this show? Where did it come from?
It's about 30 years old. Mm-hmm. It was written and has been playing all over the states, especially in the South, Tennessee, South Carolina, this type of area. I think the longest run they had was like 18 years continuously in a place in Tennessee somewhere. I believe this is the first professional production west of the Rockies.
In Canada or the U.S.?
In Canada.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
In Canada.
Yeah. I believe it's been done professionally out east, and it's very accessible as far as staging. It doesn't need a huge set, so it's very popular with community groups. Samuel French, the publisher who publishes all these huge, big musicals that are on Broadway, for years and years and years, this is their biggest seller.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Who knew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess there's so many small community groups, and
exactly.
It's such an easy thing to stage. It's it's just, it's easy to pick up.
It is.
Yeah. So now, tell me a little bit about Midnight Theater Collective. How long has that been around?
It's been around since about 2006, and I've been a part of every show in some capacity from then till now. We've done the following shows. The show we did before this was called The Spitfire Grill, which was also a musical and set in Wisconsin, Gilead, Wisconsin, with a spiritual theme as well. And then before that, we did Christmas on the Air. Which was sort of a radio station in the late 40s, which was also fun to do. And then Man for All Seasons in 2008, which is a play, a classic play. And then before that, the first show of Midnight Theater Collective was called The Quarrel, which I did photographs for, but I wasn't in.
Yeah.
And it exists, I think, the main reason is so that actors can do shows that don't necessarily have tiny, tiny casts at Pacific Theater. They have a difficulty putting on any more than two or three people on stage because of the constrictions of what they have to pay and so on. Yeah. When we do a collective, we can put a larger group on stage and we can share in any profits, but it doesn't restrict us as much financially. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason it exists.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, it's been going strong for a while, so
something
must be working. Who else is in the cast?
Oh, goodness. We've got, first of all, a director who is very well-known around campus here, Sarah Rogers.
Yeah. Big friend of the show, too.
Huge show. I'm music director, Gord Roberts. We got our ringers, the cousins, Cletus and Clem. Stephen Bullitt, who is our lighting designer as well, he's and sound design. He plays practically everything with strings on it. And then we've got, of course, Kim here, Damon, myself. Mac Gordon plays a reverend. Caitlin plays Sister June.
Yeah, Caitlin Williams.
Caitlin Williams.
Lelania Lindbergh plays my wife, Vera.
Oh, yeah.
Very well, in fact. And
Lelania is somebody that's well-known. Like, she's been in musical theater in Vancouver for years.
Yeah.
As a teacher, as a performer, she's a regular at Theater Under the Stars, Footlights.
Very well known. Yeah. She does directing and she does acting, and she's a real triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
The other member of the twins with Kim is a young actor, Matthew Simmons, who's really, really great on double bass.
Stand up bass.
Yep, stand up bass. So, and our fiddle player, Kevin, he's fabulous. So
And the other members of the collective are, I don't want to forget, our lovely stage manager, Melanie Thompson, who's done a few collective shows, our set designer and our props designer and our costume designer, Carolyn Rapanos, who's done a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Our assistant director is Ian Harmon, and he's a UBC guy, as is Sarah Rogers, as is myself, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did my all my schooling here.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, Kim, where did you come from? Where did you do your schooling and...
Well, I'm from around here originally. I'm from Mission, so just a little jaunt away from Vancouver. And I went to school at Studio 58 and graduated a year ago from there. So I'm pretty fresh out of that. And I am doing the apprenticeship at Pacific Theater.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You get to
exciting.
Do a lot of things out there for that. Yeah. So how is... Are you familiar with this style of music, or is this something you've had to learn about?
Yeah, no, I actually grew up, my grandma and grandpa were Mennonite pastors, and so I grew up going to gospel quartets in Abbotsford at the big Pentecostal church when they would come by. And I loved watching the veins pop out of the tenor's neck. Like, I remember going as a little kid, like running around in the aisles at these gospel quartets, Gold City and,
Was your
guys.
Grandma there last night?
My grandma was there last night, and she sang to all the songs, regardless of whether they were sing-alongs or not, and clapped along. And there's a little portion of the show where my character gets a bit rebellious, and I made the mistake of making eye contact with her last night, and she was disapproving pretty hard about all that.
It's not me, Grandma. It's the character.
It's just the character. It's just Sammy. Yeah. Anyway, so she loved it, though, and she, it's definitely nice to do a show like this to, like, I know she loves this music, and she's always listening to Gaithers, and she's, very...
And this is a show as that appeals to all ages.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a, there at one point there is a children's story. Well, we didn't have any children in the audience last night, but it is a show you can bring kids to, you know, grandma to grandkids. And so we had all these teenagers and older people sitting down for the young at heart.
The kids. They came up on stage and sat with us.
That's
sat
with us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's tell people how they can get there. It's at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock under the church there right at the corner. It opens tonight at 8 o'clock.
That's correct.
And then it runs until the 1st of November. Will there be any matinees?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They sell very well. Saturdays at 2,
we
have matinees. And we also have added two Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., October 25th. And November 1st to close the show.
So you close the show on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, we do. And the matinee prices are a little bit lower than the evening prices, so a lot of people are trying to take advantage of it. But none of them are sold out yet, although the first two are quite full.
Yeah, I was just checking, and tonight there's like 6 tickets left. So
opening nights. Yeah.
But there'll be lots of other shows after tonight to go and see it. And the tickets are available at Pacific Theater...
The box office.
And on the website.
Yes.
And... and there's probably Facebook page and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put links on for it on the Dave Radio page as well. So we're going to close up with one more tune.
Appropriately, the 1932 classic, I'll Fly Away.
Oh, lovely. Now, now, Gord, you said you had something that you brought for me to participate.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see.
Spoons?
We got some percussion instruments here. You hear a little bit of tambourine.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. This is old school. This is with two spoons.
Yeah. And these are just kitchen spoons.
These are just kitchen tablespoons.
Yeah.
And what you do is you put them back to back so the bowls sort of touch.
All right. Let me try it.
Okay. You put your index finger right there.
Yeah. Okay.
And you leave a little gap between the bowls there.
Sort of like that?
Yeah. And then just hit them
so
down
just
on your
just a centimeter
knee.
There. Okay.
Yeah. Just down on the knee. down on the knee. And then, And so you have a downstroke and then an upstroke.
Oh.
So down.
He's
got it.
He's got it.
Yeah. There you go. You heard it here first, folks.
Now you can put down percussionist.
All right. Dave. Let me write that down right now.
All right. Into your...
Dave's altering his resume. As
That's
well.
Right. As we speak.
All right. So the cast of Smoke on the Mountain at Pacific Theater tonight with special guest Don Spoons.
There we go.
Doing I'll Fly Away.
I'll Fly Away. Let's just get a chord here, first of all. Oh. 2, 3, 4.
I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away,
morning.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away.
Again, everybody.
Fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Great. So once again, at Pacific Theater tonight. And we'll have more excitement right after this.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. Living my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
So we've already heard from the Enigmas, and now we're going to hear from another local punk band from the late 70s, early 80s. Brand new release from Pointed Sticks. How do you like that? You know, they thought that they had put that behind them years ago, and through a series of coincidences, including a huge reunion tour of Japan about 10 years ago, they're back on top. Pointed Sticks. Here's the first track from their new CD. It's self-titled, and the song is called La La La.
tune here. Who wants to sing a tune? Who's got a song?
I got one.
You got one. Neil Page has got one.
Three coins in a fountain, each one seeking happy. You know this, seeking happiness. Thrown by three hopeful lovers. No.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
They're the modern Tonics family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba do time. A yabba do time, you'll have a gay old time.
Yeah, we know that. That's from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Everyone's, it's just because it's Thanksgiving. Everyone's favorite Thanksgiving movie with John Candy and Steve Martin from 1987. And because it's Thanksgiving weekend, it's playing at the Rio on Sunday at 6 o'clock. And so now I guess it's time to tell you what's going on around town this weekend. We'll start off with the Rio. Also on Sunday, Vancouver International Film Festival closes tonight with two movies, The Demolisher at 6:30 and Der Nachtmahr at 8:45. I always have to gravel in my voice when I speak German. And The Midnight Show is a brand new cult horror classic called Deathgasm. And the quote from the blurb is, the best way to describe Deathgasm would be to imagine the heavy metal version of Evil Dead 2 blended with Dead Alive. There, if that appeals to you, then go to the Rio tonight at midnight, or actually at 11:30 to see that. A horror movie of a different kind, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's the film version of Naomi Klein's book Shock Doctrine, which is about... basically how governments and corporations turn crises to their advantage and to our disadvantage. The movie is called This Changes Everything. It's by Avi Lewis, and it plays at the Rio tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's also this week's feature for the First Weekend Club. So if you're the kind of person that likes to support Canadian cinema by boosting their audience on their first weekend, then go see This Changes Everything tomorrow, 2 o'clock at the Rio. Tomorrow at Rio at 8 o'clock, a concert by folk music legend Greg Brown. A lot of his, if you're a fan of Jeff Bridges' movie Crazy Heart, you'll know this guy. A lot of his songs were in that movie. He's playing at the Rio tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And then, as I said, on Sunday, Planes, Trains, Automobiles at 6. And then more cult horror with The Editor at 8 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, 10:15, Sunday night, it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show with live shadow cast by the Geek Enders. And if that hasn't sold out yet, it will in about another 5 minutes. So get your tickets for that now. Also going on this weekend, a few shows opening, a few shows closing on stage. As we mentioned earlier, Smoke on the Mountain at the Pacific Theater. That show's at 8 o'clock tonight. Two shows tomorrow, one at 2 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock. At the Culture Lab, the at Venables in Victoria, Vancouver Asian Canadian Theater presents Empire of the Sun. This is Tetsuro Shigematsu's personal story of his relationship with his father, told with theater, music, and dance. And then also musically on stage at the Kulch Historic Theater, the big one, it's Are We Cool Now? Written and directed by Amy Gladstone, with music and lyrics by Dan Mangan. And this is an indie rock road trip with Penelope Corrin and Ben Elliott. At the Jericho Arts Center, caught the opening last night of A Doll's House, a great, great version of Henrik Ibsen's classic play. Lots of friends of the show on that one, including Genevieve Fleming and Karina Akeson and Ashley O'Connell, who appeared to talk about the show last week, directed by Tamara McCarthy. Go check that one out at the Jericho Arts Center, A Doll's House. There's a fringe favorite that if you missed it, you want to check it out. It's Rice and Beans Theater. This is one of the guys that we talked with when Jake and I were doing the Thursday night opening night at the Fringe show last month. It's called Small Town Hoser Spick. It's Pedro Chamale's brave one-man venture being a person of Hispanic descent growing up in a small town in northern BC. It's on tonight at 8 o'clock. No, sorry, 7 o'clock tonight and 9 o'clock tomorrow at the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive. At the Waterfront and at several other venues on Granville Island this weekend, the Vancouver International Improv Festival is going on. That's at Performance Works, Waterfront Theater, and at the Theater Sports Improv Center, showcasing the best of improv comedy from Vancouver and around the world. Go to VancouverImprovFest.com to find out more about that one. And another great event that happens once a month, but it's going on for 3 weeks in a row this month because it's October and Halloween's coming up. This is Spectral Theater's late night double feature. This is where they do a live on stage radio show of some classic horror stories and movies and that stuff written by I forgot his name. God. Squire Winslow versus KGRM. There is no cat, Journey at the Center of Forgotten Time, and The Hand You Bit. And that's going on tonight at 9 o'clock and next Friday and the following Friday at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back alley behind behind Slickety Jim's at 18th and Main. If you're an opera fan, you want to check out Opera Pro Cantani, which is the community theater opera company that does regular shows regularly at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. This week's show is Giuseppe Verdi's Nabucco, the stirring musical tale of the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylonian King Nebuchadnezzar. And another show that we talked about last week, the It Girl musical, is going on Granville Island at Studio 1398. This is the full-length musical set in the 1920s based on the Clara Bow film, It, which kind of made Clara Bow a star. It's all about a sassy department store sales clerk who wins a department store contest to find the girl with the elusive, thrilling quality known as It. Studio 1398 on Granville Island, 8 o'clock tonight, matinees tomorrow at 2 and Sunday at 2, and then another night show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. At the Fire Hall Arts Center, Shameless Hussy is doing Megan Gardner's new musical, Love Bomb. A concert of emotion rips through Justine's first performance in years, and all because of one uninvited guest. Her music takes on a life of its own. Love Bomb at the Fire Hall tonight and tomorrow night, and a matinee at 4 o'clock. At the Powell Studio Theater in Cole Harbor, it's Annapurna by Char White. This is a Canadian premiere of this play. It's a visceral and profound meditation on love, loss, with the simplest of theatrical elements, two people in one room. 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at the Powell Theater in Cole Harbor. And then we've got our regular ongoing stuff, the East Van Comedy at the Havana on Sunday. And then also Sunday, Ryan Beal. I guess Ryan's in Chicago watching baseball, but his gang, the Sunday Service, is still performing for you at the Fox Cabaret Sunday night at 7th and Main. And one last thing, an old friend of the show. She had her own show on CITR back in the 80s. Paula Rempel-Spurr from the show Paula Takes Liberties. And she's now playing stand-up bass for the Honky Tonk Dilettantes. And they are playing at the Kino at Canby and 18th, right by the Park Theater. They're playing tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. So it's a great way to spend your Saturday afternoon. Gather some friends and come on out. Listen to some swinging country tunes played by a little band with big voices. So there you go. That's what you can do this weekend. All kinds of great stuff. If you missed any of that, just check us out on our Dave Radio Facebook page. We will have some of that stuff linked on there to there anyway. We're ticking along just nicely here. We got some more tunes coming up. We're going to hear from Ace Martin and Supermoon and the Lunas, and even Ray Boulay is going to play a little tune for us as well right after this.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Beppy Chris Band presents...
Oh. difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut-up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense, nervous, I can't relax. I can't sleep, cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live fire. Psycho killer, kiss to say.
Warms upon my face.
not far away.
That's Supermoon, and what's that tune called? It's called Cowardly. It's 12:52 on the West Coast, and time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. That being said, Metro Theatre is doing Joe DiPietro's Over the River and Through the Woods, which is a story about a young man, his fiance, and his four grandparents. So take what I just said with a grain of salt. It's, although Metro Theatre and director Ryan Caron both have just, I'm losing words again. They've just supported what I just said. They highly encourage people of all creeds, genders, cultures, and experience to come out and audition. The auditions are this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Monday at Metro Theater in Marpole. The play itself runs January 16th to February 6th. And metrotheater.ca, I think, is where you get more information on that. Vagabond Players in New Westminster in lovely Queen's Park, presenting Inspecting Carol by Daniel Sullivan, directed by friend of the show Miles Lovglitch. And that's happening in December from the 2nd to the 19th. Auditions are coming up next week, 13th and 14th, at the Burnie Lake Theatre in Queen's Park, looking for males and females of any ethnicity between the ages of 20 and 60s, but especially a boy or girl who can play between the ages of 10 and 12 years old. And oftentimes shows will get kids to double up roles like that. So check that one out. In fact, that's what they did at the Dolls House, at the Jericho Arts Center right now. They've got They have three little children that sort of appear at various times throughout the first act, and they alternate back and forth between two sets of kids. So if you've got kids that want to be actors, go check out this show in New Westminster. The sidekick players in Sowasson are doing Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, and they're looking for 15 women in the whose ages range from the mid-20s to their 80s, or at least who can play in those ranges. But 15 characters altogether, and no accents required. You don't have to be the exact age. Just come on out and read for it. It's a classic piece of Canadian theater, Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, and it will be in English. And as I said, no accents required. So this is, and Carol Lefebvre is directing. She's one of the standbys at Sidekick Players. So that'll be worth checking out. The auditions are next weekend, October 18th and 20th, and at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. And the show runs in January and early February. In North Vancouver, at the North Van Community Players at Hendry Hall, they're doing The 39 Steps, which is a comic mystery based on the Alfred Hitchcock movie. This has been sort of touring around. I know they did it in White Rock, and I think they've got another production coming up soon. So if you're interested in it and you missed out on the other versions, now's your chance. They're holding auditions in late October, the 25th and 27th. And the play itself will be running in February from the 4th to the 20th. And then the last one we want to tell you about is also auditions are happening in late October for a run in early February. It's called Funny Little Thing Called Love. It's going to be at the Surrey Little Theater, and it does require some doubling up of roles or multiple parts, a cast of 8 actors up to a maximum of 16. So lots of room for all kinds of variety. I mean, they might want to cast one actor per role, or they might want you to play two roles or share some roles with some other people. There's all kinds of opportunities for that one, too. So that's Surrey Little Theater, end of the month, October 26th and 27th. The play is called Funny Little Thing Called Love. And it looks like we've got just enough time for one more tune. Let's see here if I can get the mouse to slide over. These guys, they played at the CJSF party last weekend. This is TV Ugly. We'll be right back. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Our special thanks go out to the cast of Smoke on the Mountain, the Sanders Family Singers, who came by to entertain us, and they will be on stage at Pacific Theater starting tonight. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive your glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at citr.ca. Stick around. Eleanor and someone who isn't Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Architecture provide new tools of political analysis intervention? This question is central to the work of Eyal Weitzman, Israeli architect and scholar. Join the Peter Wall Institute at UBC for the Wall Exchange on Thursday, October 15th, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the Vogue Theater in downtown Vancouver. Reserve your tickets online at pwias.ubc.ca.